And finally today, some mistakes are easy to correct, others, not so much. Take joining a gang or getting a tattoo. Undoing that is easier said than done. Well, at dozens of clinics around California now, there's help for ex-gang members and others who want to erase the symbols of their troubled past. Jacob Fenston has more.
Jorge! How you doing?
One evening each month, the waiting room at Oakland's Clinica de la Raza fills up with young people, many with visible tattoos on their arms or necks. On this evening, Dr. John Pichetti leads a first-time patient into an exam room where the young man removes his shirt, revealing two big letters in old English printing, an M and an S.
So eso va a ocupar varios, no puede ser exactamente cuántas veces, pero varios.
The letters stand for Mara Salvatrucha, the notorious Salvadoran gang. Pichetti explains it's going to take several treatments to remove the tattoos.
So duele mucho el...
He asks if it hurts a lot. The short answer is yes.
Vámonos.
They both don glossy goggles to protect their eyes, and Pichetti leans over the man's chest, shooting tiny bursts of laser light at the ink. The skin blisters up in little white bumps.
Me lo hicieron en El Salvador, con un tío.
The young man, who doesn't want his name used, says he got the tattoos when he was 13 years old. It was in El Salvador with an uncle who was in the gang too. This is one of four county-funded tattoo removal clinics in the East Bay. The program, called Project New Start, is aimed at former gang youth, but it's free to anyone aged 13 to 25 who meets a set of requirements, including being employed, doing community service, and attending regular meetings with a mentor. The program started in Alameda County Juvenile Hall in 1996, when a 17-year-old kid, covered with tattoos, was about to be released and realized,
everyone is always going to see me through these tattoos and they'll never see me. How can we remove these? And he asked that question.
Adriana Alvarado is the program's project director.
That same young man got out of juvenile hall, graduated from high school with straight A's that year, went on to Oxford University to study abroad, and then went to Brown to study law.
Alvarado says about 1,000 young men and women have been through the program here, but in the past 12 years, three of those graduates were shot and killed after returning to their old turf. Dr. John Pichetti.
Walking down the street, if you have a tattoo that's recognizable, what gang you're from, what part of the city you're from, what side of the tracks you're from, that's going to pull you back in. Things like tattoos are kind of chains to where they were.
Tell you the truth, when I was younger, to me, going to jail was like, I don't know, like earning something good, you know, but that was back then. That was my different mentality.
Osvaldo started coming to the clinic 4 years ago. He's already had all his gang-related tattoos removed, so today he's having an ex-girlfriend's name taken off his neck. At a private practice, all those treatments could have cost between $4,000 and $12,000. But here, he hasn't paid a cent. One of the first tattoos to go was a big 13 on his stomach.
I mean, when you're young, you just want to fit in, you know? I just started hanging around with a certain crowd, and next thing you know, I was just like... Well, gangbanging.
Osvaldo was in a gang in Los Angeles, but after watching close friends die and nearly being killed himself, he started looking for a way out.
I would love to go back to LA, but I know if I go down there, it's like going back there is like I can't tell them I'm out, you know, because tell you the truth, I'm not out, you know, there's no way out.
Osvaldo's 23 now. He wants to go to trade school and start his own business so he can take care of his parents.
If that day comes where I have to leave this earth, you know what I mean? I don't want to be known as just another, you know, male Hispanic, you know, that's in the gangbanging life and, you know, didn't accomplish nothing.
Some 30 clinics around the state offer free or discounted tattoo removal to ex-gang members and other young people. For the California Report, I'm Jacob Fenston.
And you can see Jacob's photos from the clinic at our website, californiareport.org.